see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
In 2025, a man gave an interview to SBS Arabic on the harm gambling had brought to his life.
I didn't stop, you know, because when I see in my pocket maybe $10, $20, $50, I go to play. I go to play and I lose it and I come back very upset. Oh, many times, always. When I go to club, when I come back, I said, oh, this is the last time I am going because I don't want to lose my money. Straight away, I go next time when I have more money, you know.
Sorry, because this is the problem. It's my problem.
He is not alone. A population gambling and health study in Victoria from 2023 suggested around 1% of the population, or roughly 200,000 people, had serious gambling issues. In the 2024 New South Wales gambling survey, one in five respondents, 21%, experienced harm, either through their own behaviour or someone else's. Martin Thomas is the chief executive of the Alliance for Gambling Reform.
There are bankruptcies, business collapses, marriage breakup.
It was championed by the late Labor MP Peter Murphy, which led her to eventually chair an inquiry into the issue. This is her speaking in 2023.
Our report is called You Win Some, You Lose More. We felt that it was also an apt description of the evidence we received over this inquiry, which has been going since September of last year. Australians, unfortunately, are world record holders when it comes to gambling. We bet more than any other country in the world. We lose $25 billion per year on gambling in Australia.
More than 3 years after that report was completed, and the federal government has finally tabled its own formal response. In it, Anthony Albanese has confirmed his government intends to table laws to limit gambling ads across various forms of media, including on online platforms, unless users have been verified to be over the age of 18. He's previously announced those changes at a national press club address in April, arguing it will limit children's exposure to harmful messaging.
We are getting the balance right, letting adults have a punt if they want to. Could be linked.
The federal budget itself has also identified specific measures. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says $39 million has been set aside over the next 4 years to improve the availability and reach of financial counselling services, while $28.7 million will be spent on BetStop, in part to strengthen data matching systems. The government plans to spend $22.4 million to develop a national online awareness campaign to encourage people affected by gambling harms to seek support. But advocates are far from satisfied. Independent Senator David Pocock argues the measures don't go far enough and that their formal release on the day of the federal budget was curious timing.
Cowardly because they are not willing to actually just front up on a day when journalists aren't literally in budget lockup. For most Australians, that means that they have no phones on them. They are locked up for the whole day with the budget papers. They're not able to report on things. That's the day the government has decided to say to Australians, we had 31 recommendations that said gambling in this country is a public health issue. This is how you address it.
Responsible Wagering Australia, the organisation representing gambling companies, is hopeful the legislative process will give them a chance to consult with government on the changes due to take effect in January. Chief Executive Kai Cantwell has said the $6 billion industry considers the changes a kick in the guts. Mr. Cantwell argues that over-regulation could encourage Australians to take their gambling to illegal offshore sites with no consumer protections, no safeguards, and no contribution to Australia. Martin Thomas, however, says there are already clearly significant weaknesses in online restrictions and the enforcement of the rules we currently have. An Australian Communications and Media Authority investigation, for example, showed more than 500 breaches of national self-exclusion rules by parent company Entain.
There is no ban on inducements if you're betting, and particularly if you're losing. They will do everything they can to keep you losing. And there is no national regulator, which we surely doesn't take it seriously and is really become a very poor de facto national regulator.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.